There is a story out of St. Petersburg, Florida, that reminded us of a seemingly innocuous but actually very serious aspect of disaster planning, and also of a piece of legislation that passed Congress this summer and was signed into law in October. The Florida story involves a pair of dogs who were rescued from St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana, after Hurricane Katrina, and were then adopted by two Floridians. The Louisiana couple who owned the dogs are suing for custody, and yesterday a judge granted them visitation rights while the case is being adjudicated. It is tempting to be dismissive of this, but if you visited New Orleans post-Katrina, you heard endless stories of people who didn't leave, and probably should have, because they just wouldn't leave the dog or the cat behind. And you saw many, many homes that were evacuated and bore the markings of a visit by the Humane Society of the United States. Checking on abandoned pets was a very big activity there. Well, in response to what happened, Congress took action with a bipartisanship that eluded them in tackling many strictly human problems. They passed the Pets Evacuation and Transportation Standards Act, which President Bush signed. And joining us now is Kim Intino of the Humane Society of the United States. What does the law do?
It's a wonderful law, and we applaud Congress for taking this action. It requires local and state emergency preparedness authorities to include in their evacuation plans how they will accommodate people that have household pets and service animals in the case of a disaster. So local and state authorities must submit these plans in order to qualify for grants from FEMA.
That means that I have a dog, and if there is a disaster or a flood and I'm to be evacuated, in the past I might very well have been told you can't bring the dog on the bus that we're going to get you out on. If that's the case, my locality would have to have some plan for how I get the dog out.
Yes. In order for them to obtain funding for their disaster plan, then they must include plans to accommodate you and your pet.
What might people do? Would there be shelters established for animals?
There can be, yes. One of the things that this act does is it authorizes federal funds to states to help pet-friendly emergency shelter facilities get up and running.
Now, many people do manage to get out of harm's way when there's a hurricane forecast or flooding. But then comes the question, where will they stay? They have to find the rare motel or hotel where pets are permitted. Does the law in any way address the problem of what you do with the dog once you get out of the city?
Yes, it does say that this law allows for FEMA to provide assistance for individuals with pets or service animals and the animals themselves following the disaster itself.
And what might that entail, that assistance?
That could entail putting them up in a, you know, pet-friendly hotel or a shelter that accepts pets, or perhaps helping them finance a stay at a veterinary office or a local boarding facility.
After Katrina, we witnessed something quite remarkable, which was evidenced in this particular court case in St. Petersburg, which is a lot of pets are rescued. They're taken somewhere else to a shelter, and they're in strange places. Is there any principle governing whose dog that is, or whether the dog gets sent back home to Louisiana or stays in Florida? Do we know?
That's an excellent question. And, you know, regarding specific cases related to Katrina or any other disaster, the Humane Society of the United States does not have a blanket policy that would apply to that. We would leave those decisions up to the local court systems because, based on state law, the definition of ownership of an animal can vary.
But if I were to leave my dog behind in anticipation of some emergency, might I be judged negligent by doing so for having not taken the dog with me?
There has been varying opinions on that, but I think that you can't make a judgment unless you've walked in somebody's shoes. Where it might be easy for you to take your pet, it might not be for somebody else. But this act is in place so that people no longer have to make those heart-wrenching decisions.
The Act, Pets Evacuation and Transportation
Correct.
Standards, which spells out pets
Act, yes.
Passed rather easily. Do we have any idea whether states and localities are actually acting on it and living up to the standards in the Act?
At the moment, no, I don't think that we do, other than we know that it has been accepted and with welcome arms by a lot of localities. I mean, I think everybody's happy to not have to anticipate what might happen in another disaster of Katrina's magnitude. And it's just a matter of them hopefully applying it correctly and doing what they need to do so they can apply for those funds.
Well, Ms. Intino, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
It's Kim Intino, who is Director of Animal Sheltering Issues for the Humane Society of the United States.